This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Republican Attorney General candidate Ed Martin is criticizing a campaign contribution Democratic incumbent Chris Koster received. Yesterday, Martin demanded that Koster return a $10,000 contribution he received in September 2011 from Express Scripts Incorporated. Koster received the money days after touring an Express Scripts facility while on official business. Koster campaign spokeswoman Rachel Levin says the meeting and the campaign donation were separate matters from two entirely different trips. She says Martin is seeking to deceive voters with false charges. Martin is an attorney general from St. Louis and served as the chief of staff to Republican former Governor Matt Blunt. Koster is seeking a second term as attorney general. The Missouri State Auditor released a detailed audit yesterday regarding public defender offices and their ability to handle new clients. KBIA's Caroline Hecker explains what the audit means for the public defender system.
Missouri State Auditor Tom Schweik says the way in which the public defender system keeps track of its caseloads is outdated. Schweik raised concerns regarding the system's reliance on national caseload standards dating back to 1973. He is deeming the so-called caseload crisis to be based on, quote, unsupported assumptions. Eric Zahan, president of the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys, agrees with the audit. He says the public defenders are not fulfilling their inherent duties to the public.
The public defender is refusing its constitutional obligation to represent Missouri's poorest citizens without any reliable data to support those really extreme actions.
The audit also states the public defender system is not efficiently spending the money it is given. It says the system has failed to collect more than $70 million in unpaid liens and notes. Kat Kelly, director of the Missouri State Public Defender System, says the $70 million debt exists only on paper because of the nature of the clients they serve.
Realistically, we have no expectation of receiving that kind of money. Historically, we are able to collect on about 24% of the liens that are filed.
Eric Zahan is hopeful for a complete overhaul of the system. He thinks public defenders should be reserved for serious felonies, while representation of misdemeanors and low-level felonies could be contracted out. Kat Kelly says while this is a possible solution, the problem lies in the lack of money to contract out cases. Caroline Hecker, KBIA News.
The Jefferson City Board of Education wants to implement a new test to better prepare its students for the future. Members of the administration discussed a new format of a standardized test for eighth graders that would require them to answer in-depth questions about a given story. Jefferson City Superintendent Brian Mitchell believes this new assessment will help both students and board members.
So I think that assessment tool is really twofold. It's to help the students better understand what their strengths and weaknesses are, but as an educator, that assessment tool is equally important for us to know how our kids are being prepared to enter that next phase.
This test would require students to answer several questions, teaching them how to understand information, process it, and apply it to real-world solutions. The school district plans to implement the test in 2014. Republican challenger Todd Akin wants Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill to release her husband's income tax returns, even though Akin hasn't released his own. Akin said yesterday that McCaskill should release the tax returns of her husband, Joseph Shepard, to prove the family didn't personally profit from the nearly $40 million of federal housing subsidies which were paid to businesses affiliated with Shepard. Akin campaign advisor Rick Tyler said Akin won't release his own tax documents unless Shepard does first. McCaskill's financial disclosure reports show Shepard received between $400,000 and $2.6 million of income from businesses that received federal payments between 2007 and 2011. But McCaskill's campaign says none of that income stemmed from the federal money. University Hospital is Central Missouri's first hospital to have functional MRI technology. KBIA's Elena O'Connell reports on how the fMRI allows doctors to be more precise when treating brain tumors.
The new software was added to an MRI machine the hospital bought earlier this year. A spokesperson says the setup costs $1.7 million. The School of Medicine's chief of neurosurgery, Scott Latofsky, says the uses of fMRIs have been around for a couple of decades in the field of scientific research. He says the focus on patient care is relatively new.
We can see exactly what parts of the brain are involved with a number of different types of brain function.
Andrew Crum says he had a brain tumor that was located on the edge of his motor skills area. Crum is a farmer. He says without his motor movement, he would not be able to work. By detecting differences in blood, oxygenation, and flow in the brain, The functional MRI told his doctor exactly how much of Crum's tumor they could remove without impairing any of the eloquent areas of his brain.
That helped him to know where and where not they could cut. If they cut too deep right there, within just a little, you couldn't use your right side because the left side of the brain controls the right side. And this told him a lot closer where they could go.
Crum says he has 5 more treatments of radiation before the doctors can tell him if the tumor is completely gone. MU physicians use the fMRIs at the hospital's new Missouri Neuroscience Center. Elena O'Connell, KBIA News.
Washington University will soon launch a clinical trial aimed at preventing people with Alzheimer's disease from developing dementia. The trial will involve 160 patients in the U.S., Europe, and Australia who have a very rare form of inherited Alzheimer's, which typically causes dementia before age 50. Washington University neurologist and study lead Dr. Randall Bateman says this is one of the first clinical trials to try to treat Alzheimer's patients before they have any symptoms.
Most trials in Alzheimer's disease, people are treating the disease after the damage is being done to the brain. And in this trial, we're trying to treat the disease before that damage gets done.
Bateman says the study will test 3 different drugs. The trial is set to begin early next year. Columbia Public School administrators are taking a look at school start times and even the amount of sleep kids are getting. KBIA's Bridget Bowden was at a community discussion forum last night and tells us more.
Bus routes and school start times were the focus of discussion at the World Cafe Community Conversation hosted by Columbia Public Schools. About 200 parents, teachers, and committee members talked about changing Columbia's bus routes from a 2-tiered system to a 3-tier system. But adding a new tier of school bus routes would mean school start times would have to change as well. Superintendent Chris Belcher says that's one of the questions up for discussion.
So we're saying, should we start elementaries first? Would they be earlier? Should we start high schools later? Now's the time to discuss it. Very few schools have done that.
Currently, Columbia High School start first, followed by middle schools and then elementary schools. Columbia Public School spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says one of the things being discussed is research that shows middle and high school students might benefit from a later start time.
There's a lot of research out there that suggests that adolescents need more sleep. And starting later would be better for them. But that's all up for discussion. I mean, currently that's not the configuration that we have for start times for our students. And so parents could decide that they prefer the way it is now, or they could decide that they would like to see there be a later start for high schools.
Notes from the World Cafe discussion will be made available online within the next 10 days. The Transportation Committee will use the notes to develop a recommendation to present to the school board. Bridget Bowden, KBIA News.
Country singer and Boonville native Sarah Evans is returning home for a performance. She'll sing the national anthem at Saturday's Alabama-Missouri game. Evans grew up on a farm near New Franklin, which is inside Howard County, and started singing in a family band as a child before moving to Nashville. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.